U.S., please.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. The United States welcomes the Minister of Justice and delegation of Sao Tome and Principe, a partner in our shared commitment to democracy and the rule of law. We commend Sao Tome and Principe on its human rights record, particularly with regard to women's rights, religious freedom, its free and fair elections, and peaceful transfer of power. In this respect, Sao Tome and Principe is a model for others. We appreciate today's presentation about children's rights made by the delegation. Notwithstanding the government of Sao Tome and Principe's support for social programs for families with vulnerable children, we remain concerned that some minors are engaged in child labor through domestic service and street work. Such work hinders or prevents these children from completing their primary education. The United States welcomes reports that the government has made efforts to alleviate crowding in prisons. We recommend that Sao Tome and Principe, 1, ensure that laws prohibiting children from participating in hazardous occupations or activities are precise and enforced. 2, establish a compulsory education age that is equal to or higher than the minimum age for employment. And 3, improve prison conditions in the country, focusing particularly on the medical care and nutrition of inmates. Thank